Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Big day, thinkbigradio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I have Jade Cross French, a young gifted hustler. She's here to talk about her firm, how she got started, and all the things that make her dynamic. Jade, are you there?
Yes.
Great, great. Before we get started, we'd like for our listeners to be able to contact you. Can you share with us any information that you want?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook at Young Gifted Hustler. My website is currently under construction, so once the event gets here, you would be able to get sent to that, and you can also go on Eventbrite and register for my event.
Okay, and the name of your event again?
It's Young Gifted Hustler Business Expo.
Okay, great, great. One of the things that we like to do before we really get into the interview is have our listeners learn a little bit about the guest, you know, things like where you're from, large family, small family. So if you could just share a couple of those pointers, we'd love to hear it.
All right. My name is Jade. Of course, you know that. I'm 22 years old. I'm a mother of two. I'm the oldest of seven siblings. And I'm a jack of all trades.
Okay, great, great. Jack of all trades. That means that you have a lot of skills that you can assist people with.
Yes, I do. I can do anything from basic coding to event planning. I am a representative with Primerica. I can offer financial tips. I can do a lot of things. I can give you information about parenting. So, yeah, I do a lot.
Okay. That's good. And I'm glad that out of those many things that you found some things that you definitely shine at. And as one of our, you know, budding entrepreneurs here, let's talk about your passion for event planning. So tell me, how did that come about?
I've been planning events since I was a little girl. It started when I threw my grandmother a birthday party, a surprise birthday party at our house. So what I did, I made, like, my grandmother and my aunts, they all gathered up, like, food, and somebody, I made somebody get a cake, and, like, I just convinced them all to get together. So from there, I knew that I could do it. So once I got into high school, I was the president of SGA, and I planned the homecoming my senior year of high school, and I went into college at Shaw University, and I became the freshman class president, and I've been planning events ever since.
Okay. You know, what's funny, when you said I made somebody buy a cake, how old were you when you helped plan your grandmother's party?
I think I was about 10 years old.
Okay, so you're already a boss, and you said I made somebody buy a cake because you didn't have the money yourself.
Yeah, I had to beg. Yes, I was like, T.T., can you please get mama a cake? And everybody came through. We had some chicken, fish. It was nice. She was surprised too. So that was the goal.
You know, and I love when I have our guests come on here and talk about you know, their past and things when they were younger. You know, not that you're, you know, so much older right now, because just from you sharing that story, the different things that you went on to become as you were going through, you know, high school and college, that kind of tied in with something that was inside of you already. And I think that is great when we have our, you know, our listeners and our established business owners and our business owners who are becoming established share those passions that led them to be kind of like who they are today. And so I really enjoyed that story. So I want to also ask you just a couple of more questions about when you came into the college, what was college like for you?
Oh, wow. Okay, so I went to Shaw University in North Carolina, in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I was one of two students that was all the way from Chicago. So it was a foreign place for me. So I knew going there, like I was in a diverse elementary school, a diverse high school, and we pretty much set the tone for everything. So when I went to Shaw, I'm like, you know, I'm going to be a boss. I'm going to make a difference. And I'm the only one from Chicago. So I was just like, okay. So I ran for SGA president, and I was up against three other candidates, and I won. And I didn't know a soul just based off of the impact that I made on people. So it was a really great experience. And that I just knew that I could do whatever it was that I put my mind to, because I set that goal before I even got there, and I accomplished it. Even through people who already knew the other candidates, I was still the reigning champ. So.
Wow, that's good. And I think that what's powerful about that is that you said right then that you set a goal before you even got to your surroundings. And that's so important for, you know, us as business owners and people looking to achieve things, to not wait until we get to a place and say, you know, let me check out everything, and based on what I see, I'll set my goal, you know. And so that was some great forward thinking for you to just say, before I even got there or got off the bus, I knew what I was going to do. And that's a powerful statement.
Thank you. Thank you.
So when you achieve that and you are making things happen in the college, what would say, you know, besides winning and being just someone that was, you know, fresh in the area, what would you say was one of your biggest accomplishments in Challenge, or something that made you feel the best?
I would say, like, during that whole time, it was just really my connections with people.
Okay.
That it meant everything. Like, because without people, nothing would happen. You know, you can do nothing by yourself. So just having that vibrancy about myself was an accomplishment, because I was scared. So to actually do it and to build those relationships, like, I'll give you a story. I wanted a pep rally. I wanted to do the thing. So when I got there, I would see all the fraternities and sororities on the quad, and they would be doing their thing. So I'm like, you know what? I'm about to be freshman class president. I need something too. Mind you, I'm a broke college student from Chicago. I didn't have any money. My money was for me to eat. So, I reached out to the band, one of the band coordinators, and he was in a fraternity. And, you know, sometimes they be a little big-headed. So, but for him to, like, do it for me, he was like, I'll DJ for you. You don't have to pay me nothing, but just do this. So I just, those personal connections was, like, the biggest biggest accomplishment that I could make, because I can carry those on.
Mm. I know that you're going to do some big things, because you were sent to me from, you know, one of our past guests, a big thinker. And anytime, you know, people from the show send us people, it's because either they are there or they're definitely on their way. And so having a chance to talk with you and knowing your busy schedule and, you know, just like you say, you're a jack of all trades, and sometimes you have to find time to do a lot of the things that could be sent to different people. You know, it's an honor to, you know, have you make this time this morning with everything else you got scheduled today, and as far as, you know, also being a mother. When you, it appears that, you know, like a lot of us, you're what I like to call a connector. And one of the things I love to point out is the first was that you planned what you were going to do before you got there. And then second, one of your biggest accomplishments was connecting with people. And so from your event planning, how did you decide to come up with the Young Gifted Hustler Business Expo?
Okay,
which of course involves connecting.
Yes. So first, let me give you how I got the name Young Gifted Hustler, and I'll go into it.
Okay, great.
So Young Gifted Hustler, the name came from Nina Simone. I went to the Beverly Arts Community Center with my great-grandmother, and because she begged me to go with her that day. She was like, I really want to go. And she had just gotten into an accident, and her mobility was limited. And she was just like, I really want to go. So I went from work straight to her house, and we drove, and we went to go see that. And it really inspired me because Nina Simone, despite like all of her problems, like she really delivered her message. Her message got across, and she was bold, and she was just so sincere and into what she was doing, even though she didn't know what she was doing. And that really spoke to me. So I went to the bank. I used to work at a bank, and I spoke to one of my partners. Her name is Cheryl Parks. She also works with me with YGH, and I told her, I want to name my business. I want to do this expo and call it Young Gifted and Black. She was like, well, you can't do that. You know, it's copyright infringement. I'm like, okay, well, then I'm a hustler. We can call it Young Gifted Hustler. So from that day, I carried it on.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, like before that even came about, I was supposed to have a health and welfare because I wanted to build my network. I told you I'm a Primerica representative, so none of my family and friends were interested at the time, you know. So I was like, well, I need to make some money. Like, I need me a network. So my intention was to build a network through the health and welfare, but it wasn't really appealing to anybody, and it was kind of generic. So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to incorporate health and wealth, but I'm going to do it in my way. So that's when I gave birth to Young Gifted Hustler.
Okay. And that's good, because I think that a lot of us need to kind of step outside of the box when it comes to, you know, how we do things, and to, you know, just take some old things and make it new again. So when you came up with the Young Gifted Hustler name and you wanted to do the expo, tell me about what when you thought about it, how did you even come across the location? And let's go into details about you decided to do it, and then what were your steps for those out there listening now who, you know, might want to also get into this type of work and perhaps even partner with you.
Okay. I'm always looking for partnerships, by the way. But so I interned at the Hay Center through CHA when I came home from college. My mentor, Shamika Swan Thompson, she's so awesome. She just put me up on a lot of games. She told me that I can get a vendor number with CHA, and I get discounted prices to have it in their newly renovated event, their multi-purpose room. So it was pretty good. I got it for a good price, and I worked there. So I built that connection from the work there. So.
Okay.
And it's very beautiful.
You know,
chandeliers, new to paint it.
You know, it's funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, when I was in Chicago, that was actually one of the first places that I went to market a program that I had. And so when I saw the address, it just brought back so many memories of, you know, well, the older one, it looks a lot better now. But the old building,
yeah,
and that name, I was like, wow. And I said, you know, I definitely want to talk to her because that's something that, you know, we had in common.
Okay.
So you say the new place is really nice. I wish I had the time to really fly out there to see it and to be at your event.
I will have a photographer. I will post pictures on our website.
And then once you found the event, which was good, and I like the way that you said that you partnered with them learning something and you worked there, so that's something that some of our big thinkers out there might want to take into consideration, is that you may have to volunteer or work for a place that can do the things that you're doing, which is part of also building your network and your strategy.
Mm-hmm. And that's all this business expo is. It is to build a foundation for something bigger. I'm working on an L3C right now, giving back to our communities. You guys can learn more about that on August 25th. I will not spill the tea for that, but you can either stay tuned to my page or come to the event on August 25th.
Okay. Now, another thing for our listeners who are out there who may not know, explain that term LC3.
An L3C organization is a low-profit organization, which is pretty much a 501c3, which is a nonprofit organization, mixed with an LLC, which is a business license. So that way I can put different entities into the foundation that I'm building. So, yeah, the basics is this business to just build the network and to branch off and build an empire going, you know, moving forward in life.
Okay. Now, so your friend that you partner with, how did you guys decide to also, you know, start the marketing of this event?
Are you talking about Cheryl or Shamika?
Yeah. Either, because you said when you decided to create the event, you had someone that you were speaking with, and then you came up with this particular name. And so I just want to hear about the different partnerships you created.
So, okay, I've created several partnerships because I do marketing as well. So I'm working with a couple community organizations, and I'm also working with close friends who are entrepreneurs to help them build their brand as I build mine. So Cheryl Parks is a film producer, and when I spoke to her about the name, I told her I wanted to document Young Gifted Hustlers. And we got a group of people together, but, you know, plans don't always go through. But we have had a consistent hustler, and his name is Domuddy Pongo. And he's a WGN news reporter for the radio here in Chicago. So we've been following him, talking to him, and, like, just pretty much keeping up with his progress so we can display it on film, and she's going to turn that into a series. So she's looking for people as well, and if you wanted to learn more about that as well, you can come out to the expo and reach out to her.
All right, great. So before we move forward a little bit, I'd like for you to share again your contact information so that, you know, people just have an idea on how to reach you.
Okay. So you can go on Eventbrite to register for the event. It is called the Young Gifted Hustler Business Expo, plain as day. You can also go on my Facebook page, Young Gifted Hustler, plain as day again, and you can also follow us on Instagram at Young Gifted Hustler, all spelled out, no abbreviations.
Okay. Writing that all down.
And you can also email me at younggiftedhustler@gmail.com.
Okay. So if you had three things that you could share with our listeners that enabled you to become successful or that would help help pretty much anyone become successful, what would that be?
I would say to just pretty much follow your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to follow your heart, you have to know your heart. You have to, like, learn yourself, and you have to really know what it is that you want to do. Because you can't have a passion if you're not a passionate person, and that's something that I've had to learn, especially my personality. I'm a Gemini, so, you know, Geminis, they go back and forth about decisions all the time. So this is something that I've really had to force myself to do. Not really force myself, but I have to allow it to happen naturally.
Okay.
I'll go into bridges. Sometimes it may happen unknowingly, but never in a relationship, business, a possible partnership opportunity because of, you know, inconsistency, tardiness, you know, just not being the full, you know, living up to your full potential, and that can harm you. I've learned that as well. Not often, but I have recently learned that, especially if you take off more than you can chew. Take off enough and you plan it out. You can do it in bits and pieces, and that's just something that I can tell you from experience. And also,
okay,
have a budget.
There you go. So let me go over this before you go more into detail about also that importance of budgeting. So the first thing is an age-old axiom, know thyself. So you want to make sure that people get to know who they are inside. And it appears that the second thing that you said after, you know, really knowing who you were was to have a plan or have faith. Which one was that?
Yes, to have a plan.
Okay.
Like,
and then
to
have a plan, and then it was, and then make sure that you're budget conscious.
Yes, and to also build bridges, build relationships, build partnerships.
Oh, right. It was build relationships, knowing yourself, building relationships, and then definitely having a budget to go with that plan.
Yes.
Okay, and why would the budgeting part come into play? Because most people, they don't really, they don't think about that part. They think about everything else, and then, you know, and we've had many people answer that particular question, and not many that I can recall within all the different orders mention that budget part. What made you think about the budget part?
Because, like, that's everything. Like I told you, I wanted to make money with Primerica, but I couldn't do it without a network. So I was broke. I left my job at the bank to pursue entrepreneurial, you know, life. And I really was like, how am I going to do this? So what I had to do, I have bills. I have, you know, a significant other. We want to go out. We want to enjoy life. I have friends, you know. So what I had to really do was to prioritize my spending. So when it comes to the expo, I had to make sure, like, if this isn't paid off or if I'm not paying this on time, I'm not going to be able to have this event. Or when it came to, like, the extra stuff, like, I seek sponsorship and ways to budget. I looked online for coupons. I always get coupons sent to me. So that helps, like, just creating a solid budget and knowing how to hack those, you know, those financial hacks that you can use to prosper. Because we know it's not easy when you're investing in yourself. So
right,
that's very important to do.
You know, and what you're telling me really kind of goes back to your opening statement about, you know, where you're from. And speaking of you being the oldest of, you know, seven siblings, you know, you watched all your brothers and sisters grow up, and you knew at an early age that you had to do things to help the family out because, you know, that could be expensive having a lot of children, especially in the city. And so even using those same skills from then with your event planning, moving forward to where you are today with the Young Gifted Hustlers Expo, it seems like all of those things have accumulated into, you know, making you more solid as in your purpose.
It has. It really has. It put, being the oldest, it just made me want to do better. I already wanted to do better because I see the surrounding areas and everything. So I see, you know, where people come from. Like, you can't make, let that make you, you know. You can be who you want to be in this life. You can fight all odds that are against you. I'm a 22-year-old mother of two. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm doing the thing, you know, and anybody can. No matter what your circumstances is, if you want better, you can do better. You can get better.
So what was it like when you first returned from college, and how long were you out here in the Carolinas before you returned home?
I was there for a year. And then once I returned home, I took up classes at city colleges, and I was pregnant with my son. And a couple months later, maybe I was 5 months pregnant with my daughter when I found out I was pregnant with her. So I took a break from school, but luckily I had landed an internship at the bank, at First Eagle Bank, awesome bank, awesome people. And I just pretty much worked there. So I took a break from school. I'll be back enrolled now because I don't work a 9-to-5 anymore. I don't work a job. I really want to indulge myself in my business and this empire that I'm building. So I was there for a year, came here, got some more education, started working, and I'll be back in school to work on my expertise so I can be a little bit more credible in my field.
That's good to be able to, you know, do things that are, you know, in your field as well as, you know, just stay busy. Because a lot of times when people have to take a break from things, they never really go back. And just to hear, you know, at you know, your age that you're still pursuing those and you have goals that I know you're going to reach because all the other goals that you said you've reached, you've done. You know, is a great thing for us to hear here with Sit With Us Saturday. For those of our ThinkBigRadio.com listeners out there, I know it kind of came as a shock that we did an interview on Saturday, but at least once a month we want to do a Sit With Us Saturday program where we'll interview, 25 and under young budding entrepreneur. And Jade Cross French, she's definitely that. Is there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners that you haven't shared during the interview?
I do. I don't know if I expounded on it enough, but I also am going into the marketing field. My projected clientele is working with nonprofit organizations and small business owners. So if you're an entrepreneur, I'm pretty tech savvy when it comes to creating flyers, business cards, and that will be a part of the L3C. It will be an entity in that, as well as apparel. You can come get a T-shirt order a hat on August 25th at the expo, and that is when everything will be launching. So I really do want to get the word out, but I don't want to spill too much before it's time.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely want to put everything out in increments. And we really enjoyed having you come on and talk about different things from your life and especially what you're doing for the immediate community and building for the communities all across the U.S. Can you share with us one last time your contact information and then anybody that you'd like to thank? We'll wrap up with that as well.
Okay, so you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Young Gifted Hustlers, all spelled out, one word. And you can also go ahead and email me if you need to at younggiftedhustler@gmail.com. And you can catch me at the Black Girls Hustle Harder Expo today at 2 o'clock until 7 o'clock on 4052 South Wabash.
Okay. All right, great. Now, is there anybody you'd like to thank before we, wrap up the interview?
I do want to express much gratitude to Stacey Bartlett for even suggesting me to come on the radio. I want to thank the people at the Hayes Center, Shamika. I want to thank Cheryl, Del Muddy, and everybody else who's been a great support. And I also want to shout out Terrence Calhoun because he's been my backbone during this whole time.
All right, great. Well, thinkbigradio.com listeners, you've heard it here on our first Sit With Us Saturday. Jay Cross French, Young Gifted Hustlers Expo founder, creating opportunities. And for those of you who don't know, our app is 100% live on the Google Play Store. So if you go to Google Play Store, put Think Big Radio Podcast, and you'll be able to download our app. You'll also be able to, communicate with us through the app. And for those of you who are looking to become empowered by listening, thinkbigradio.com is the place. See you guys later.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.